Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Where the troops at.
Is this the passing of the torch, right? Is this what this signifies?
It comes down to that front office and what they feel is most important.
The champ is here. We've touched down from a higher plane. Why you made it here?
We always look forward to that week because it was always intense.
You know that we ain't coming back. We got to.
The man, the myth, the legend, Dante Hall. My favorite player growing up was Dante Hall. I love you guys in the show, but Dante was my guy.
Get to dashing because you're done on the warfare.
This episode of Chief Concerns is brought to you by BetOnline.ag.
Hey there, Marcus Dash here from Chief Concerns. Just want to comment and say BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for football, baseball, boxing, golf, and much more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Chief Concerns. Props and Cash with Marcus Dash and Jason Dunn and Tayshia Dash. JD's not here yet. JD will be joining us shortly. We have an action-packed show tonight. I see we got a few in the chat. 14 people in the room right now. Flapjack City, Chiefer 65, TPT. What's going on, fellas? We're going to get into all our bets tonight. Last week, I think Rashee Rice kind of screwed us in the bet. And for me, I think it was Rashee Rice as well as the total points. I had Bills under 23.5. Obviously, that didn't hit since they got 24. So just 5.5. John Clifford, what's going on, brother? I like my bets this week. Obviously, everything's going to hinge on Chiefs winning, which I'm pretty certain about. This week, we've just been getting flocked, no pun intended, we've been getting flocked with Ravens fans commenting on our channel this week. And I don't know. I will say this. They're not being like rude or anything, but I'll say this. I've seen everyone talk about the Bengals fans, Bills fans, Raiders fans even. Even when we won the Christmas Day or lost the Christmas Day game, I didn't get this amount of flack from Raiders fans. Ravens fans all week have just been driving our channel with like, oh, you guys are going to get dumb. We're going to beat you by two possessions, three possessions. Like, wait, what? Two possessions? Three possessions. Everyone's going to say they're going to blow us out. It's like, I've seen that multiple times this week, and I've never seen that from a fan base before to say they're going to blow us out. And I don't know where they feel emboldened to say that because we don't get blown out. And I don't think it's going to be a blowout. Whether we win or lose, I don't think it's going to be a blowout. So if it was up to me, I'm taking the under in this game. So I don't think it's gonna be a blowout either way. But nonetheless, I would love a blowout. I would love to dominate them to respond back to all these comments that I've had on YouTube this week. And
you will too.
Oh, I will. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you guys follow our account on Twitter. I literally found every Bills tweet from last week of people saying we're gonna lose, and I quote tweeted it and just kind of like made fun of it. But yeah, so we're gonna get the bets. JD's going to break down some Ravens film footage tonight. He has some clips that he wanted to go over tonight and how he thinks we can attack this Ravens defense and their offense, but mainly their defense, or actually mainly their offense. He's got some clips from the Pittsburgh Steelers game from week four, one of the first losses they had when the Steelers won 17-10, not the bye week, not the pretty much the bye week at the end of the season where the Steelers beat them 17-10. So we got a lot of stuff, and then also we're going to go back to the archival footage because we got some Chiefs Ravens stuff that we have to talk about because I think we're going to need to get some of that this week. But JD's here right now. There he is.
Good man. What's up, Dash brothers? What's going on? How y'all doing?
Pretty good, man.
Good.
I was telling our audience what we got is packed for them tonight. We got archival footage. We got some film breakdown from JD, and we got obviously our bets because it's Friday night, it's betting night, baby. But yeah, I say we should kick this off in some old school Chiefs fashion, and we get some archival footage going. What do you think?
Immediately off the bat, let's go. Let's do it.
All right. I hope everybody enjoys this. I'm sure most people in the chat have seen that, watched this live when it happened, but we're going to go down memory lane right now to show us what's going to actually happen on Sunday. So here we go.
On Monday night, the Chiefs arrived in Baltimore searching for their first win of the season.
It's all about tonight. This is the only one that counts. You put your mind and your focus into this one. This is the only one that counts. Line on three. One, two, three.
Let's go. Let's go in this motherfucker. Let's go.
Pro Bowlers Willie Rolfe and Tony Richardson immediately went to work on silencing Ray Lewis and Baltimore's vaunted defense.
It's going to take two of y'all. It's going to take two of y'all. It's going to take two of y'all.
It would be a tough job. Assigned to the task was Chiefs guard number 54, Brian Waters.
What? Deal with me then.
And Waters did just that. On the Monday night stage, Waters showed why he would join Will Shields and Willie Rolfe in the Pro Bowl. Together with center Casey Wigman and right tackle John Wellborn, the Chiefs formed the best offensive front in football.
89 on the
year. Yet to give up a touchdown in the first half this year. Trent Green fires over the middle. He's got Jason Dunn. Touchdown.
I know him.
As one of the best blocking tight ends in the business, Dunn is primarily used as an extension to Kansas City's offensive line. But his combination of size and strength also make him an excellent target in Kansas City's passing game.
Chip on the team.
The Chiefs' offense continued to push forward, fighting for their first win one play at a time. The Chiefs' veteran playmakers inspired young teammates, like backup receiver Chris Horn.
What a dime.
Hey, that catch Chris Horn made down here, though?
I mean, if I can't jump, I can't catch.
It wasn't long before the Chiefs were knocking at the Ravens' door again.
Off tackle left, Holmes waits for the block. He dives into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Great job, bro. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with me. Can I test my breath, please?
Way to score with your man. Good job. Knocked him into the end zone. Good job.
Their defensive front is sucking wind, guys. Keep nailing their... Their defense is sucking right now. Keep nailing their...
Sam's upfield on his own 42. He's got some running room. 45 midfield, cuts back over the middle. 45, 40. He's got a seam. He's at the 30. Could go.
Just before halftime, DJ Sam's returned a punt to tie the game at 17.
Yes. Control the clock. Get first down. Finish this game off. Finish them all.
Oh, y'all thought y'all was getting out of here easy. Oh, no.
Under the glare of the Monday night lights, Kansas City would continue to execute their run game to perfection. In a 60-minute game, the Chiefs held the ball for 39 minutes and 43 seconds. Their five scoring drives consumed nine plays or more, while running back Priest Holmes ran for 125 yards.
Best line in the NFL breaks the huddle. Wegman grabs the football.
At the goal line, the Chiefs unleashed their Pro Bowl-propelled front five to secure the victory.
Green. Kansas City.
And you give credit to the big guys up front.
Chiefs run a power O play, taking the right guard Shields, moving in left, Priest diving in. Pro Bowler following the Pro Bowler.
There's no way. There ain't no way. There's no way possible. There ain't no way possible, man.
Start painting the game balls, boys, because I'd give five of them to that offensive line.
I want you guys to take a deep breath and realize what you just did. Realize what you just did. To come in here, in a tough place to win, after three losses in a row, where some people were starting to doubt us and jump ship on us, and no one in this room jumped ship. All we said is give you everything you got and then some, and you gave them some. It was great. It was absolutely outstanding.
That was incredible. Amazing.
Incredible right there, baby. Oh, my gosh. You telling my juice is flowing right now? Oh, my goodness. I remember that game so vividly, and here's the reason why. Coach Ramil would have, like, he would assign different guys to speak before a game. And so that was my game to speak. So I had to speak in front of the entire team. And I remember coming in into the meeting. And I have anything on my mind as far as like, oh, man, what am I going to talk about? And then when I got up there, man, I just let it all out. I mean, I was just, you know, cheering. You know, of course, I come in. Everybody's, JD, yeah, coming in. So I start talking. I just, when I'm talking about wearing your emotion on your sleeve, and I'm just like, man, this is, look, I don't give a damn who they are. The Ravens, I'm telling you, when we come in here, we're going to kick these jokers all day. Just going to be all in their necks all day. That's what it was going to be. And so, like I've said, I done said it on Twitter, we coming in to get crab cakes and chin straps. That's what it's going to be, crab cakes and chin straps. We went there that day, on Monday night. We seen them, and, you know, they set it all up perfectly, okay? You know, Ray comes out to his little thing, his little dance and whatnot, and I'm just thinking the whole time, man, almost in tears, like, we are just going to absolutely run through this team. And Ray was thinking that he was getting double-teamed all night. Brian Waters was killing him. You had Will Shields was killing him. Tony Richards was killing him. John Wilborn was killing him. You know, you name it. Willie Rope was killing him. I mean, you know, I'd come out and get a couple of licks. He was just getting beat up from everybody. And you seen, you know, he had like a little tape on his nose afterwards. Mm-hmm. He's like a heavyweight fighter after a while, just bloodied up and just beat up. This man, I'm telling you, man, that's what you got to do with the Ravens. That's exactly the game plan going in.
Well, you guys ran right at him instead of going away, and because he was incredible at pursuing. And that's when he was like a bear mauling you in the woods.
Oh, but yeah.
You guys were like, we're going straight in his direction, and he wasn't used to that.
No, he wasn't dodging him at all. We running right at him right now, and that was the game plan. We went in. You know, the number one defense, how great they were. And we were just thinking, look, we know we got a great offense. We know we had the best offensive line in football. We know who we have on our squad. And so there was nothing that was going to deter us from actually just imposing our will on it. It was nothing. And so you had guys that came in that was focused, that was pissed off. Like Coach Ramil said, people was doubting us. Obviously, you know, you have it in the media. And that's what's so key. When you got guys in the room who understands that you've been just battling with one another day in and day out, how much it means to them, that game right there just epitomizes exactly what it means, man, to be a brotherhood and just having each other's backs. And so you've seen it, man. I mean, when I'm telling you, taking him to task, I mean, they're driving Ray to the ground. I mean, just listening to it, like the grunts and the, you know, boom, and you could, I mean, slamming him.
Yeah, man.
Right? Yo, that, when I'm telling you, that just opened everybody's eyes up. I mean, that's exactly what it was. Because I think the year before we were 13-3, if I'm not mistaken. And we came back and we had lost three kind of close games that we shouldn't have lost. And everybody was kind of shaking their heads a little bit. But, you know, with us, we just like, look, we know we can pick this up at any time. And no better team to do it against than the Baltimore Ravens. And the way I look at it, nobody gave us a chance. Monday Night Football, nobody. Some of the fan base, heck, we say maybe some of the people in the building, but like you said, the ones that was in this room didn't blink whatsoever. Not at all. It just wasn't in our heart or our will to just like, we may win. None of that. None of that. And I say it had to be precipitated from some a little bit of that JD juice that the night before. I'm telling you right now, man, I'm juiced up. I'm
gonna get a shower after this. You're gonna get all sweaty and worked up.
Yes,
huh?
Sir. Yes, sir. Let's go, baby. Let's go. I'm talking about it. Just stay. Yes, buddy. Let's go. Awesome.
the first 4 weeks of that season. So at Denver week one, you guys lost 24-34. Week two, home against Carolina, lost 17-28. Week three, a home hosting Houston, lost 24-21. And then you travel to Baltimore Monday night. You win 27-24 to get your first dub of the season.
Yeah. Those three teams we shouldn't have lost against. That was the thing. It was a head scratcher. How'd we lose against Carolina? You know, in Denver and those guys. I mean, Carolina's good. You had Moose then, and you know, they had some guys. So, but still, we were the Chiefs. You know, we knew where we were. So that was the issue. That was the issue, man. But that right there, oh my goodness. You're talking about bringing some great memories. Oh my goodness. Wonderful. Wonderful. And that's exactly what's gonna happen this Sunday, too. It's gonna happen this Sunday.
Yeah, that watching the highlights is just like, I mean, it's different than watching the full game, but it just looked like, it's so cliche, but when you say like one team just wanted it more, and you guys are just so ultra, and you had to be ultra focused. I mean, look at the final score of that game, and even the highlights were completely dominated by the Chiefs in that reel. They really had one highlight in that entire thing, and that was the return for a touchdown.
That was it, right?
That was it. So it's like, mm-hmm. But like, considering that, still barely won that game in final score wise. I mean, but it was dominant. So it just goes to show you like the attention to detail and the focus you need to have from start to finish to get that W against a really, really good team. And that's what right. Sunday's going to have to be. It's going to have to be a complete, like everyone that's on right. all sides of the ball are mm-hmm. going to be on it
mm-hmm.
start to finish.
That's right.
Yeah, and they have he's not Ray Lewis by any means, but they have some good guys in the middle between Roquan Smith and Patrick Queen. So I mean, those are guys. I mean, you want to kind of bring the game to them, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It sucks we're going to be missing our Will Shields, but yeah.
Sorry, Allegretti's going to come in. He's going to fill in. I'm actually shocked by the news. You know, and I know they was kind of waiting at the very last minute, like, hey, you know, what do you think? Will you think you'll be able to do it? And I guess they just kind of figured like, ah, you know what? Let's just not go ahead and chance it, right?
Must be a higher grade strain that they let on.
Yeah, yeah.
A little more of a tear than they wanted to maybe admit. And maybe where in the pack it's torn might have something to do with it. I don't know. You know,
That's true. Also, yeah, you're right.
Strain, not torn. It's not tear.
Well, no, he's saying it. They saying strain, but it could be a tear.
Maybe that partial is a little bigger than they want to admit. Like
right.
We hear stuff like this all the time, and then a month later in the offseason, oh, he's getting surgery on what they said was a strain a month ago. It's like, okay, well, maybe that's why he didn't play. It wasn't a strain. We'll see though, because if we win, we'll see how he is. You know, he'll have 2 weeks to rest. So
that's right. Yeah.
And we're in a good spot. I mean, Al Gretti is a guy who's been there, started for us in the Super Bowl. You know, a Super Bowl many want to forget, that Tampa Bay game. But this is a guy who has experience in big games, and he spot started many times before and has looked good in spot starts. So, like, we're actually fortunate to have him as a backup to Tooney, even though he's not Tooney by any means, but he's still totally a great backup to have in that guard spot.
And he's on a one-year deal. This is his last year of the contract, where he just signed a one-year re-up, right?
I think so, yeah.
So he's playing. Maybe if he has a good game on Sunday, he's getting that do-re-mi, man.
Yes, sir. Shoot, he's trying to make sure he solidifies getting that paycheck.
Yeah.
So best way to do it, right? When you come in for, you know, a guy, a pro bowler, one of the highest paid guards, as he should be, and show out against this defense, shoot, why not? Why not? I would. I saw that joke in a minute, but he's always solid for us anyway. Anytime he comes in, he does a pretty solid job. So I'm not really worried about Allegretti at all.
Very similar to Wiley the previous year. Came in, started a bunch of games. It wasn't supposed to be like maybe a full-time thing, but it just kind of turned out that way. Had a great postseason, then boom, got that cash.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, all right. So we're going to go through the bets, and then JD's going to go through some Ravens film footage, some breakdown to maybe maybe ease some worries out there. I don't know if many people are worried in the chat. There are some Chief fans who think we're going to lose this game. I've seen on Twitter the people talking about it. But JD's going to give us some nuggets here to show this team isn't world beaters. They lost to the Kenny Pickett-led Steelers. They lost to the Gardner Minshew Colts. This team is beatable. So I was telling before you get on, JD, I was saying how this week I've seen more comments on our YouTube channel from Ravens fans than I've ever seen from Bengals, Bills, Raiders fans. I've never seen it, and they're all saying they're going to dominate us and blow us out. It's like, what? Okay. I was like, you guys lost to Minshew and Pickett. Please, let's not go there.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Shoot. Hey, welcome. I'm glad they came over to come check us out.
That's true.
No, that's I'm good with that. It's going to be disappointing, but to me, I think they're going to go see what all the talk is. Well, guess what? You got it from us. You heard it over here first. So, go ahead and side with your boys. I get it. But, hey, maybe that shows a little nervousness. They want to try to see what all is going out here in the world, you know, and in Chiefs Kingdom, you know, what is being said. Yeah, Baltimore guys, that little flock is a little different.
Flock, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I can't wait because we got the amount of the people are talking to our channel. We got a lot of receipts, so there'll be a lot of screenshots and shares on Twitter afterwards. And you know what? We might profile some of their comments on the channel next week.
I had to give a shout out real quick, man, to my cousin Brandon Parks, man. He's on here saying what's up. He's a Buccaneers fan as well. So
Baker guy.
Baker guy. I was getting on him too, but hey. He says he's rooting for the Chiefs. He's rooting for the Chiefs, man. Appreciate you, cuz. We had you showed up. So, yeah, good deal.
All right, so you guys ready to make some money? We got some guys. I know Flapjack said he's ready to make some money. Tajum, you're going to begin tonight, as usual, with your five-leg parlay, my man.
Let's do.
What do you got for us?
So I did a nice little mix of safe and super safe. So let's get started here. Chiefs plus 7.5. So, okay, now I think they're going to win. I already have a parlay with us winning. So that's beside. But for this one, I just don't want to be heartbroken if we lose. So if there's silver lining to losing at all, it's making money. So, and at most, I think we would lose by TD. I just can't. I know a lot of pundits and obviously Raven fans talking about blowing us out. I don't think they're going to blow us out. I think we lose by a TD at most. So that 0.5 saves it. Pacheco, 50-plus rushing yards. So Ravens give up 109 per game. Pacheco's over-under attempts is 14.5. So to get, so let's just say, 15 carries. So for him to get 50 yards, we're looking at what? 3.5 yards per carry? I mean, you know, well below his season average. I think he gets that pretty easily. I think we try to establish the run much like we did last week. Gus Edwards under 58.5 yards rushing. So Edwards over under carries is 10.5. And his last 2 weeks, I believe he was 10 and 10, which means he'd have to average almost 6 yards a carry to hit this number. I think we're going to sell out to stop the run. I hope we do. And he's only hit this number twice in the last 10 games. So all those factors considered, and the way they've gotten Justice Hill more involved, I don't think he gets over 60 or over 58.5. Rice, 50 over 50 yards receiving. So, or 50 plus, let me say. So they have his catch total at 6.5 for the week. That's about 8-9 yards per catch, which is well below his average for the season. I think he gets this pretty easily. If you look at some of the guys who have hit against Baltimore this number, Deontay Johnson at 89, Tyreek at 76, Ayuk at 113, Zay Jones at 59, Puka and Kupp have like triple or quadruple that. But that was a crazy shootout. So I just think Ayuk's probably the best comp for his kind of player. I just think the short catches he gets, the yak, I just think Rice will get this. Because even if it is a very low-scoring, more conservative running affair, I think Rice has the kind of route tree that would just excel in that short pass, quick, just let him go, let him missile it out there, you know. Total under 54.5. So I see on the high end 30-24. So I'm giving myself the 0.5. So usually how I do over-unders is I think about the total score on the high end and on the low end. And then I take the over-under based off the highest I think it'll go. Add maybe – sometimes I add a field goal to that number. Sometimes I just go 0.5. The Chiefs, I was cutting it real – the last week I was cutting it real close. So I would have lost last week had they made a field goal or had Mecole Hardman score that touchdown. I would have been Dunsky. So not to say I wasn't happy. I wish he would have scored that because I'll take a win over winning a bet any day of the week. But that's just how close it is, right? So 30 to 24 on the high end. My low end score is 24-19. I just think both teams will just try not to make mistakes. Very similar to last week, too. You're going to see them go real, a little more conservative, a little more run heavy, a little more check downy. And just I don't think either quarterback will want to lose this game for the team. So I go under 54.5.
Solid, solid. JD, what are you thinking? What stands out to you?
Well, obviously, I do believe the Chiefs are going to win. So I think we covered the first one for sure. Silver lining in that. You in bets, yeah, but you know, for me, you know, Chiefs losing, no silver lining whatsoever. I get you're trying to win a little money. But this, you know, this is a blown point. I ain't even worried about that because Chiefs are winning. Okay. So I do like that. Chiefs 7.5. Pacheco, 50 plus rushing yards. Now, I do believe Pacheco's gonna have more than 50 yards rushing. And you're bringing 12 or 13 personnel. I think one of the things we have to do is Pacheco's gonna have to pick and choose the spots. But we're gonna have to run him. I think just open everything up. Get those, you know, the linebackers, Roquan and those guys coming up, trying to make the plays because they know we're going to give the ball to Pacheco to help out with the play action, okay? We're going to set these guys up, I'm telling you, great. I mean, as far as, like, the things that we want to do, how we want to attack them, I think Andy Dim is going to have a wonderful game plan going into the Ravens. And so Pacheco having 50-plus rushing yards, we'll definitely do that. So he's not too far from up where he's from. Okay. I'm sure he bring a whole lot of family down too from up there in Miami, New Jersey. So
that's true.
Yeah. He's only what's an hour and a half away, maybe an hour.
While we're on that topic, let me ask you a quick question, a follow up for that. Andy Reid can go one of many different ways, and he's always a wild card with this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. How do you think we open it up? Do you think we try to open it up going against the grain, which most people think it's going to be just on the ground battle? Do you think we just come out passing? Or kind of the way we did against like Miami, everyone was expecting us to just come out and just pound the ball every time. And we come out and Mahomes just throws like two darts out there. So I think everyone's expecting us to run. Do you think we just go ahead and just try to establish that? Or do you think we come out just kind of trying to gun it?
I think you play action first, then run the football. And to be honest with you, I would try them early. I take a shot immediately. Take a shot. Okay. Let's say you get a first down. You get a first down, take a shot. Okay. And that's where I think Rice kind of goes into, you know, him getting a, you know, I see it, you know, number four getting 50 plus receiving yards. Like you said, you just named a lot of guys that's getting a lot of plays, getting a lot of yards. Rice is a dude when I'm sitting there looking how George Pickens was able to get him. You know what I'm saying? Ayuk and all those guys. Hey, Rice is their secondary. Besides Kyle Hamilton, everybody's easy to beat. They really are. Even Cal's a tall guy, you know, lanky. But all these guys can get beat. They really can. I think it's one of those games. Like I said, Mecole Hardman is looking on the other side. Who they have, you know, OBJ, Zay Flowers, all that. Mecole Hardman's like, look, I'm as good as these guys. It's not better. So I want him to have a little arrogance and confidence this week. Okay. So let's get him going too. But I do say, just kind of going to that, Tasia, I do believe that Andy will probably take a shot early. Why not? And if not, then let's run Pacheco. Let's see what they got. And so we got brawlers up front. And this is why I was talking about the physicality of us playing. Our offensive line with Allegretti, we are a physical football team up front. Okay. And if people don't think we are, we're going to show them exactly who we are. With Donovan, Juwan, we got a great front. Trey Smith, come on, Creed, are you kidding? We'll run against anybody. I don't care who it is. And I think Andy has to give it to these guys to do the due diligence. Let them go to work. Let them go to work on the defensive line. That's where I look at it. Go to work on them right now. Go to work on Raekwon Smith. Same thing. Run straight at him. We just talked about that, right? We've seen it in the video with Ray Lewis. Okay. Hey, let's do the things y'all don't expect us to do. Let's run straight at you. Okay. And see what you do. How about we hit you in your mouth? How do you respond? Okay. And so it's like the old thing going, see, look, you already got my juices flowing right now. I'm sorry. But it's the same thing, like, you know, Mike Tyson said, everybody's got a game plan until you get hit.
Yeah.
Right? So don't think at no time the Ravens are going to bully the Chiefs or their offensive line. It's just not going to happen. We got some really grimy, gritty guys up front. We do. Heck, and I love because they're one of the most penalized teams. Well, guess what? We're going to hold, you know, the ish out of you. That's what we're going to do. And hopefully just let our guys play, okay? Donovan's going to jump on legs, hit necks, all those different things. You know, we know Trey and those guys, man. We know they're going to be ready. So I do believe, you know, Pacheco will get the 50-plus rushing yards. Going to the other side of the ball, Edwards under 58.5 rushing yards. Now, look, I think I've said this before. You bring pressure. You got to bring five. You got to bring six. And I think we'll bottle some things up. And I know Spags is just reiterating to that front line, listen, do not give them anything. You may bend, but do not break. Don't let your guy just run you about 5 yards off. Make a pile, whatever you need to do. Like, we got to sell out this entire game, okay? And I'm sure everybody's got the memo. Everybody understands that when you come into that stadium, what it is that's required of you. I think these guys are ready for that. And so I also think, you know, with Dalvin Cook being there, add an eat into it as well. I think they'll try to run him, get him in running. So I do like that bet. That's a good bet right there, Tasia, because I don't think, you know, Edwards, because they always had this running back by committee, like you said, Hills, you know, he's doing his little thing. So I think Edwards might really find a back seat. If he doesn't have, you know, any type of success early.
Yeah.
You know, seriously. And I think it's happening.
I think they'll quickly pull off of him if he goes like three carries for like 5 yards, 4 yards or something.
Yeah, right. Come and have a seat. It's not your day. Yeah, we might put you in. But, you know, I think they want to try to promote Dalvin Cook, Hill, and those guys, try to get them and see what they can do, okay? So I do like that one. Rice, 50-plus receiving yards. I said it before. We got to throw it up to this young man. He's a talented guy. He's any of the guys that you named. He really is. And so let's give him a chance, man. Give him a shot to shine, okay? Give him a shot to shine. This is good. Hey, this is when guys show up, okay? When you have a player, this is the game guys like this shows up, okay? And I think Rashee Rice understands that. So the total points under 54.5. I actually have total points being 51. So I do believe 54.5 is that's a good bet. Anything under that is good. So this is going to be a brawl. It's going to be a brawl, man.
What do you have, 27-24? Is that what you have?
27-24. Yeah, what was in the last game, what we've seen in our year. So I was like, okay, speaks to me a little bit. Speaks to me. So,
hang on to the past.
Absolutely. So, yeah, $25 to win $108.75. Yeah, man. Good bet right there. Love it. Love each and every one of those.
Yeah. Tasia and I got to have some similar ones here. So this will be interesting to see where you go with this one, JD. All right. So my first bet, Chiefs winning. So I'm just going to right out the gate, going with it. No silver lining, no nothing. It's all heart. It's all make or break, baby. Heartbreak or nothing.
Love it.
So Chiefs money line. And again, I'm just going to drive this point home. They lost to Deshaun Watson this year, who, I mean, anyone can admittedly say that Deshaun Watson is not what he was 3 years ago. They lost to Gardner Minshew. They lost to Kenny Pickett. This team is beatable. Those quarterbacks I just named aren't even half of what Patrick Mahomes is, especially playoff Patrick Mahomes. But also, too, just to add to that, Mahomes has been an underdog twice in the playoffs. He's 2-0 when he's an underdog in the playoffs. So make this a third one. So that's a trend right there. Next, Pacheco over 55.5 rushing yards. I have a little bit more than what Tasia had there. Pacheco. So looking at the three games where they lost, and I'm not going to even count their last game they lost to the Steelers because they benched their whole team for that game, because it was a bye week essentially for them. So I'm only looking at the other three games. So the three games they lost this year, Jerome Ford, and obviously teams average 109 yards rushing against them, but I'm just looking at the games they lost. Browns, Jerome Ford had 12 carries for 107 yards. Zach Moss, 30 carries for 122 yards in that game. Pretty old school, 30 carries. Yeah. And then I didn't even realize that. Najee Harris and Jalen Warren combined for 23 carries for 77 yards. They obviously have a committee, so it's back and forth between the two of them. But in those games, the teams beat them. They were getting more than 50 yards rushing on the ground. And I think if we were to win this game, Pacheco's going to have more than 50 yards rushing. This number, this 55.5 number, Pacheco's exceeded that six of his last eight games. So, yeah, it's a pretty good trend there. Pacheco's going to get over 55.5 yards rushing. Moving on to the next one, Mahomes over 17.5 rushing yards. So this is one I don't like to bet Mahomes rushing. I did in that Dolphins game, which the first round of the playoffs, which we hit on that bet. That was like 23.5 of the time. So, you know, 6 yards less than that. So pretty much what I'm coming down to with this, the Ravens are the best pass rush in the league by, you know, their sack numbers, number one in the league. And so what I did was I went back to look at how Patrick Mahomes does against teams that have a good pass rush in the playoffs. So the games I looked to, 49ers Super Bowl, they were a top five pass rush. That they were number three or number four in sacks that year. Mahomes had 29 yards rushing in that game. We won that game. Bucks Super Bowl. Obviously, we lost that game, and I think the next gen stats did how many yards of Mahomes rushed that day going back horizontally. Like 500 yards rushing he had that day horizontally, but the numbers he actually had rushing that game, going forward, he had 33 yards rushing in that game. Tampa Bay had one of the best pass rushers in that season. Mm-hmm. Last year, Eagles, one of the best pass rushes of all time. They had 70 sacks in the season. They dominated every pressure rate there was. And a lot of people thought we were going to lose that game because of this amazing pass rush. Well, Mahomes on one ankle had 44 yards rushing in that game. And this year, the Ravens, number one pass rush in the league by many metrics there. So, yeah, I think Mahomes will have more than 17.5 yards rushing in this game. I just think with the pressure rate that he'll probably be getting, and I don't think it's going to be a smooth game all throughout. I don't think our offense is going to look like, you know, humming the entire time. I think he's going to have to escape and do his kind of Mahomes magic, and I think he will have more than 17.5 yards rushing in this game. And I look back when they played, it was hit or miss the teams they played this year. Some quarterbacks ran, some quarterbacks didn't. Stroud had 9 yards rushing last week. I believe Deshaun Watson had 40 yards rushing against them when they played the season. So, like, yeah, it's hit or miss, but with Mahomes in big games like this, he'll do whatever it has to take. He'll put his body out on the line. He'll do whatever it has to take, even if he's playing on one ankle, which he proved in the Super Bowl last year against the vaunted Eagles pass rush. So, moving on, Rashee Rice, over 53.5 yards receiving. So, I looked back at the games they lost. So, like Jerome Ford, like Zach Moss, in the games they lost, their running game, their top running back did their thing, and also a top receiver did their thing. So, the Colts, Michael Pittman had 77 yards receiving in that game. George Pickens had 130 yards receiving in that game. And Amari Cooper had 98 yards receiving in that game. Commonality, they all surpassed 53.5 yards receiving in those games. Rice has exceeded this number in seven of his last eight games. The one game they didn't was last week. But he was nicked up a little bit earlier in that game. Hopefully that he's fine. He's not on the injury report, I think he's obviously fine. But
we didn't need to. Everybody else was eating.
I know.
You know.
And then looking at the Ravens, looking at that 53.5 yard number, I look back at all their last opponents. Ravens have given this number, 53.5 yards, up to opposing teams' number one receivers the last 7 weeks of the season. So we went back the last 7 weeks. Every team's number one receiver has given up that and more. I think that's going to be a lock. And then lastly, our magic number. Of our 11 wins this year, 8 of them, we had more than 23.5 points. So magic number, Chiefs over 23.5 points this game. So 24 points is what we're going for this week.
24 points. That's it. That's magic number. It's magic number.
And that's love 20, 25 to win 212.50. So I like it.
You like it? I love it. You like it? I love it. Listen, look, I'm right there with you. Chiefs money line, straight up bet. Chiefs all day. We understand that. Okay. Great bet. Pacheco over 55.5 rushing yards. I think it's doable. Tays, you got 50 yards, right? 50 plus yards rushing. 55.5. Pacheco, he'll hit that. Like I said, everybody's coming down. Somebody down the 95. Coming down 95 to come see see Pacheco do his thing, his whole family, man. Oh, yeah. Like I said, I think this has really kind of been in his backyard. And this would be a great game for everybody to come and catch up with. So I do like that. Pacheco over 55.5 rushing yards. He's going to have a big day. He's going to have a big day on Sunday. Mahomes over 17.5 rushing yards. Now, look, I do believe that because we understand that Mahomes has escapability. He's just a magician like that. And so when things get a little tough, you know, he does see people, you know, get down, you know, coverage, he'll take off running. And so very deceptive, very deceptive. And I think everybody talks about, yeah, what Lamar can do. One of the most underrated runners with the football as a quarterback is Patrick Mahomes. He's always showing and he always delivering during the playoffs or any games or the big games like this, just running the football, spinning, you know, extending plays with his legs. And I think he'll have at least about two or three plays this game. So I think he'll definitely get that 17.5 rushing yards. Should I think what was the one he had last week against Buffalo? Before he knew it, it looked like he was going to get about 5 or 10. Next thing you know, it was like 25 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It was crazy. Like he snuck in like 10 to 12 on the sideline, tiptoeing.
It's little twinkle toes.
Yeah, little twinkle toes. That's what we do. And so I definitely believe that's a good bet right there, 17.5 rushing yards. Because that's required for this game. So Rice over 53.5 receiving yards. Taze, you have him over 50 already. We've already done and said this. Your number one receiver is always – they're gashing them. I don't – there's no reason for me to doubt that Rice would do that. I think because, you know, he – last week it was kind of a quiet week for him somewhat. This is going to be the week for him to kind of go out there and make some noise. So I do like that 53.5 receiving yards. And he might be the X factor. Everybody was asking, like, who's the X factor? It might be Rashee Rice this week. Seriously. He's a guy you can throw the ball up to, man. Let him go make some plays. I know he's going to be excited, man, to play this game in Baltimore. I know he will. It's a good bet. Chiefs over 23.5 points. Now, I got him at 27. We said the magic number is 24. It's pretty simple to me. It's pretty simple. We do that, man. We win. I said we get 24 points, we win in the games. That's how it works. That's how it works. And so that bet $25 to win $212.50. I like it. I like it. So good mix, right, man.
Last similarities on both sides of this. So I guess it's the ones that we are similar on. That's where it's going to be where you go, JD. So it's Mahomes rush yards, Gus Edwards under. Where are you going with, JD?
Hey, look, man. I'm all in this week. Okay, I'm just all juiced up. Like I said, man, we burning the boats. We coming to do a job, all right? And it's just going to take care of it. And so I do love the conservative bets on your side, Tayshia, but I think Marcus, man, he's letting them hang this week, and that's where we got to be with the Chiefs Kingdom. That's where we have to be. Yeah, we got to. That's what it's got to be. Everybody's been doubting us on every program, every TV show. I mean, I'm seeing it everywhere, and I'm like, fine. I don't want no support, none of it. Mm-hmm. Oh, none of it, man. Bring it all. We want it all. Come the doubts, everything. And so while we're flying back, eating the little crab cakes, you know, and taking our chin straps with us to put on our mantle, I want everybody to just remember that, okay? I just want everybody to remember it. I don't even want to bring the receipts. I'm just going to bottle receipts up and just throw them away. So we're going to the Super Bowl. We ain't got time for that, okay? All right? They had a little fun in the sun. Are they the greatest team? And, you know, malarkey. Bull crap. I ain't worried about none of that. We ain't dodging anybody. So, with that being said, Marcus, I like your bet a little bit better than Tayshia. So that's what it is. That's what it is, man.
And there's a good chance both hit this week. I mean,
that's the way it looks. You know, Chiefs win. I think we'll be good in all aspects.
Yeah, I already took the DraftKings had a special on Kelsey 40 yards and Chiefs winning boosted to plus 350 odds.
Pretty good.
I took that one.
Okay.
Right. I think we win. Kelsey will have over 40 yards receiving. It's not that much. So, you know, he should be able to get that.
They're going to have to. And so that's, I think, because they're going to have to make sure they stop Kelsey, double him up or something. that's going to open up the running game. Something's going to have to happen. Something had to give. Yeah. And they understand that defense, they're going to hope the pass rush gets to, you know, hits home. And I don't think it will. I think they keep forgetting how good our tackles are and our offensive line is. You know, always, and that's the thing. All week, all I've heard is how good they are. They don't ever talk about our defense and our offensive line is and who we have. And I'm amazed at this. I'm absolutely amazed.
It's going to be raining all day, so that's going to affect pass rush too.
Yes. Yes.
More than they might want to admit.
We hear it now. I'm already hearing it now what the excuse is going to be next week. The field conditions are so bad, the pass rush was neutralized.
Hey, that's on their field, though, so they should take care of that. They want to, you know.
Right, right.
That's their, you know.
I do find that funny, though. Last week, all these experts saying Bills are going to win. Bills and the injury report wasn't a hidden thing. We all knew they had this injury report, but people were still picking the Bills despite the injury report they had. We win that game, then all of a sudden – well, the Bills that were down six guys, you know, like the Chiefs went past them. Miami was down so many guys, you know, like these same experts still pick these teams to win those games. So I don't understand.
Fine. Let them have it. Go ahead. Pick them.
Yeah.
Pick them.
Yeah.
We fine with that. We fine with it. I like it. Blah, blah, blah. Ravens. Right. Okay. Yeah. I'm here defending Chaps. No doubt about it. And look. When you hear from them, when you hear from Lamar and those guys, they understand who they're playing. They know exactly who they're playing, right? So they know this is not going to be an easy game for them whatsoever. They're going to have to bring that A game. They're going to bring it all. So, and I'm going to see some – I'm going to hear some knees shaking, believe me. When it gets tight, you know, it's fixtures get a little tight up there. We'll see. A little tight. We'll see.
I mean, Al Gray got more experience in these big games than Lamar or anybody on this team does. I mean, this guy started a guard in the Super Bowl. So, like, Al Gray's got more experience than these guys do. So, you know, I'm really – well, whatever. Let these experts say, and they want to drum up these new narratives and stuff. That's fine. Let them do what they got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Get their clicks.
I also think so many people want us to lose. And when you want something very badly, you come up with reasons why it's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Gymnastics around it. Oh, well, this is okay. Well, this is what happened. And okay. All
right. You know, I know that because I used to do it every year with the New England Patriots. I would do it every year. This is not the year for them, man. Just it's been a rough year and this and that. And Brady looks old and Belichick's out of it. They had so many injuries and blah, 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 blah. I'm like,
mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, so JD, as we promised, we got some film breakdown. JD's going to go through some footage here and talk to us why these Baltimore Ravens really aren't the world beaters that some of these experts have been saying all week on their show. So, JD, the floor is yours, my man.
All right, all we're going to talk about really is just kind of the fronts and what we're seeing against against Lamar, what you have to do against them. And here's the thing, like if we go back to that. So sitting over here, this is cover one. This is what he had to do. I like our chances because of our guys. We have the best cover one corners in the entire NFL. And so when we know you put hands on these guys, you know, OBJ, Zay Flowers, Bateman, and whoever else they bring in, Aguilar, whoever we know we're gonna win that battle. I'll take our guys all day long. And so you had to do some twists, some stunts. Bring some linebackers from depth to come up here and just stopping all the lanes. And so what they've done right here, I love Pittsburgh, pretty much kind of defensive scheme. It's just keeping bottled up, right? That's what you do. So he has to find himself to either back out or when he's coming forward, somebody's in his face. So just kind of look at the pass rush a little bit and a little bit of Aaron throw. Steps back. So look at that. I mean, that's you got to corral him. I mean, that's what's on the menu. Same thing here. I mean, it's you have to bring from outside in. And so when everybody up front understands exactly what their responsibility is, this is what we're talking about, getting your lanes and gaps and security. So sometimes even when that back is coming out, you might tell that guard or somebody, a defensive tackle, grab him. Just put a hand on him, okay? Take a little bit away and let your guys on the outside eat. And so we're looking for a Menahu. We're looking for Calapius. And Chris would be out there, you know, go up there and give them the business. You know, T.J. Watt and those guys, man, really got after him. So you just got to appreciate it for what it is. I think Spags sees this. This is exactly the game plan that you need to design against Lamar. And so you see the stunts. You see the twists, the T.E. stunts. And he retreats deep so he can step up. So you just got to know right now as a defensive end what junction point you want to meet him at, right? So you're seeing this. So look how 56 is beating this tackle. Same thing with T.J. Watt. No, they know he's retreating back far. Keep coming. That's it. That's what it's got to be. Same thing. Just snip it out. Here you go. Cover one. You man up on the back. Then you need plays like this, special teams. They, you know, when I look at Pittsburgh, they decided they were just going to be aggressive against them. Anytime you're aggressive against the Ravens, they're a totally different team. They are. They're just a totally different team. And I've seen that with them in Indianapolis, you know, when they were playing. When you become aggressive against them, they're shook. It's hard for Lamar to put it all back together, right? Not taking anything away from it. That's any quarterback. Any type of pressure would throw off the timing for any quarterback. I don't care how great you are. And so Lamar's no different. So you got the five and you got that in my back. He's fine. So let's bring in five. You got six pretty much in a box. If you keep eight in, then you force him to throw the football. But then we run man up front. That's the game plan. That's what they have to do. That way you don't get, you know, Gus Edwards going, Hill, none of those guys. Look at that. And just get after him.
Yeah, you know where to go, man.
No, nowhere. But you see the twist and the stunts inside. See 31? He's a spy on Lamar. That's perfect. That's exactly how it's drawn up. And so I was sitting there saying, man, if Mike Edwards is playing and you bring Connors in to be that spy guy, which you may have to do, shoot, why not? You know, third down.
Yeah. And that's a good point. John Clifford points out our defense is way better than the Steelers, and they were able to, you know, contain him.
Yeah. And it'll get some things like this, but here's the thing. Zay Flowers, like all this last, you know, we know our guys are going to be physical. Snead, those guys are going to be physical on him, okay? Thing is, you just got to make sure you just stay with the pressure all game. You just know immediately, like, this game is nonstop. You got to keep coming. You got to keep coming. And so – yeah. Mark's going to have to make some good throws. He's going to make some good throws.
Yeah.
Nick, if here, I mean, they're getting free release off the line there. I mean, we're going to be in their mouths right away.
Right.
Yeah, so you're saying make him make those impressive type throws right there.
He has to. But then again, like you said, it was free release. So yeah. I'm looking at this. This is probably cover three. Or cover two right there. Yeah, safety comes over. So that there is, but this here it is. Pressure. Bring it.
Mm-hmm.
Scoop and score, fellas. That's how it works. I would be showing this in highlights all week. Like this is the mindset we had to come with. It's got to be a relentless spirit when we're going in. Relentless. Yep. Same thing is when Kenny Pickett, he's slashing them up. Just give PM15 some time. Just give him some time. These guys on the D-line, man, they're crawling and scratching. That's what you got to do. So when they decide to bring it, you know, you just make your counts, okay? And our guys are going to get open. So this is just kind of just move the chains. And we're going to have guys make plays like this one. Yeah. And Rashee Rice, get him going. That's going to be the same thing. Look, it's Kenny Pickett walking down there with his chest stuck out. That's how you do it. Pat does his little move. And this should go over top. Come on, man. You can't be scared of that. That's the shot right there. That's the shot. Taking the shot right there, right? I said that. Get a first down, second and nine. Take one. Let's see what they got. Let's challenge them early. Challenge them early. See what they got. Same thing in the red zone. Pick. Let's go. Man, be get physical.
You just got to play unafraid, really. And ready to go. I mean, like.
Ready to go, man. Yeah, what are you scared of? You know, we done made it this far. We done beat everybody. You done went against the best receivers in the game. And these guys are not the caliber of guys you don't win against, okay? They're very good guys. They're very good receivers. But we've gone against the best.
We've gone against the best receiver who had one of the best receiver years in I don't know how long. And we went against one of the best quarterbacks in the league just now.
Yeah.
Right? Last 2 weeks.
Right. So.
So all is to say, this team, there's blueprints and game plans that teams have mapped out against them, and they're not the 72 Dolphins.
No, and the thing is, you know, when I was kind of reiterating my point is, what Spag's specialty is bringing guys from different places they don't see, they're expecting, and once we get up there trying to make the count, guys are standing up. That's going to put them in a predicament where they'll get confused. The lineman is going to get confused, and so. If you continue to keep them bottled up, keep them inside, and keep them, the lanes just sound, okay? Gap responsibility is key. And so even if you don't have a guy getting home, you got to get pressure, got to push back, okay? And so we know Chris Jones is one of the best in the business of getting push and pressure. That's going to disrupt a lot of what he does.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to disrupt a lot of what he does. And Chris beats guys right off the ball. Immediately, right off the ball. So we're talking about a high-caliber defensive tackle going against this line and bottling up Lamar. Lamar's going to have – he's going to have to abandon that pocket and get out. And so if you do, have that spy, have that guy come get him. You got to make sure – hey, Charles, hey, Galapagos, you keep him inside. Don't let him get outside of you. Make sure he bubbles and keep bubbling and get deep. So – you think, yeah, you just start doing things like that, man. It's going to disrupt a lot of what they do offensively. So that's the game plan. That's what we have to do. That's the game plan. And then I said offensively, we got to throw the ball up to Rashee Rice, Travis Kelce, and let Pacheco let him eat. Let him eat.
What strikes me in looking at the Colts game, because when I looked at that, so I remember actually that week I actually bet on the Colts to cover the spread of that game because it was a weird spread. I know it was at in Indianapolis, but still, I think that was Minshew's first start too. And you know they're going to run the ball. Minshew's their quarterback. They're not going to be throwing the ball. But
yeah.
The fact that 30 carries to Zach Moss and it had 122 yards rushing that game, and they couldn't stop that. And the teams are averaging 109 yards rushing against them on the season. So it's like they are a very beatable team. And I don't know where this – and yes, I know the record's impressive. They're the one seed. Defensively, they were great. I mean, for some statistics go, but like the fact that we're talking about this team like it is the 72 Dolphins, it's just kind of it's a weird like kind of narrative that's being played out there, and they're trying to kind of like I don't get it, because Minshew led Colts, the one we just saw, the Pickett led Steelers, beat these teams. Yes, it was at home, but still, playoffs is kind of like a different atmosphere altogether. The Ravens have not been in this kind of at least this team has not been where they are right now, and our team. I mean, we just went to Buffalo and beat them on the road. Our team lives in the AFC Championship weekend, so it's like I don't know. To count the Chiefs out like as most people are, just kind of it's weird to me.
Look, I get it. Okay, you're talking about the Ravens who are trying to become Super Bowl champs. They've done everything they possibly could do to set themselves up to be in that position. And they've done a good job this year. They have. They played some very tough teams. They've beaten some very good teams. And I think sometimes what's end up happening is, well, then when San Fran was unbeatable, then they get beat, right? And all of a sudden it changes. Well, okay, whoever beat San Fran is now the best team, and start changing. That's what you start seeing. But look, I like Lamar. I'm a Lamar fan. I don't think he's going to beat the Chiefs, though. I don't. I think overall, team-wise, we got the better team overall with everything. Offense, defense, coaches. I think we got the nod everywhere. And so it's going to come down to, like I said before, it's going to be will and want to. Who wants it more? The experience of playing in the playoffs is huge. I don't think people talk about that, man. I don't think people realize when the pressure is on the line, how does the guy respond? Patrick's been in so many big games that it's second nature to him. Him and Kelsey, we got the young guys coming in understanding what it was. Rashee Rice sees that because guess what? He's in the building talking to these guys that's been in those fights and those battles. Our defense is ready for this. Spags and those guys, they are ready for this. So Spags knows John. Andy knows John. He knows exactly what he's thinking. I heard Spags say, like, look, I know exactly what John is thinking. He knows it. So it's not like we're dealing with somebody new when the coordinators do know him and head coach. They know John. These are friends.
Yep.
So it's going to be huge, man. It's going to be huge. But I don't care, man. We can look at how the national media is coming with this entire narrative. And they haven't given us a shot all season. Because the narrative, it all started with the whole wide receivers can't catch. They don't look as good. Travis Kelce is ready to retire. Patrick Mahomes looked like he's shook. He doesn't look like the same guy. So it has been disrespect after disrespect after disrespect. And we haven't gotten any type of acknowledgement on how good our defense is. It's almost like they don't even recognize it. That's the sad part. Not only sad, but it's the pissed off part of me that absolutely enrages, you know, the things that when I hear these people talk. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, man.
Going back to week one, it's weird how, like, some teams, they cannot shake a story, a narrative, or whatever they want to go with. From week one, when Chris Jones sat in the bleachers and watched the game, and Travis Kelce didn't play. Oh man, look, Chiefs lost. They're dropping passes. Chris Jones watching him. It's symbolic. Chris Jones comes back the next week, but still, even though he's back in the team, these players are still going to remember that he watched them lose, and it's going to stick with these guys. I mean, Chris Collins were nonsense, and it's like, well, no, that didn't affect us at all. The best defense we've had in many, 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 many years. That didn't affect us, but still, they still want to bring that up. Tony, the dropping passes narrative. These young guys aren't clicking. They have nobody. Kelce looks washed. Taylor Swift's distraction. It's been pretty much the same kind of thing since week one. And no matter what we've done all throughout the season, they still could try to pull these little things to say we're distracted team. We're not the right team. Even today, I think I heard Colin Cowherd say our defense was okay, but then we beat a Bills team that was depleted, a Miami team that was depleted, and it's like, I mean. At what point, these are the same teams you're picking, but at what point are we the team that, like, will we shake off the narrative that you guys have placed upon the Chiefs since week one? I don't know. I mean, we have to win Super Bowl again for that to be shaken off. I mean, it's ridiculous standards they're putting on the Chiefs.
Even for some, winning the Super Bowl, it would always still, but on asterisk, well, they had an easy road. Guys were hurt, or this playing in the weather. The Chiefs aren't really like that. Hey man, look, we're in the wheelbarrow. We're here for all of it, and so it doesn't matter. Chiefs kingdom is riding with them, and I'm fine with that. I'm fine with it.
It's funny too because all year, all offseason, you always hear about experience. He got the job because of experience. Oh, he won that award because of experience. Like, it's all about experience. And then here we are. You can't talk about a more experienced team in this situation right now.
Right.
And then you have a first-time team doing this. I mean, yeah, the coaching staff's been there before. But the players haven't. And that says more than I think people are giving it credit for. And a lot of the guys who are saying the Chiefs are going to win
are saying Mahomes has been here before. It's more than Mahomes has been here before. You have young DBs who have seen that pass come their way in a really big game.
Yes.
That means the world. And this is not, I'm not gonna say this is another game for them, but it's as close as it's gonna be. I mean, every down, I mean, I think they're gonna be more nervous Raven players than nervous Chief players. I'll put it that way. Guys are gonna be more anxious, a little more jumpy. I just think the Chiefs are more prepared for this as if it's another important football game and not everything. I mean, people are talking about this being like everything. I mean, Ryan Clark was putting the world on Lamar's back today. Saying like, I mean, he was, you should have heard him earlier. It was like, really? Yeah. I mean, he was going on and on about like, oh yeah, Russ was great. Doug Williams, great. Mahomes, great. But Lamar has a chance right now to set a legacy for every quarterback who people did not expect for him to be there. He's doing something for everybody. It's like, man, you're making him the CEO of the Make-A-Wish Foundation, bro. Like, that's tough, dude. I mean, like, you're calm down, because he's gonna see that and think that he's got the weight of the world on his shoulders, as if he didn't have enough pressure as it is. I mean, good luck. You couldn't put more pressure on Mahomes if you tried. I mean, he's been here too much. He's got something to base it on. Like, these guys, a lot of these Raven players don't have anything to base it on. Other than last week against the Texans, I'm sorry, the pressure wasn't that mountain for them. They needed to get that, you know, they get off their back and win a playoff game with him. But I don't think they were freaking out.
Yeah, no. This right here is without a doubt their biggest challenge. And I guarantee it's like a pin could be dropped in that building and everybody's solid. And everybody knows, like you said, they're on eggshells. And so when you're sitting there saying that, like, this, the pressure's on his shoulders, he's seeing all of it. And if he's not seeing it, somebody's telling him about it.
Yeah.
You know, too many of these guys get on social media to not know, you know, what's going on, what's being said out there. Mm-hmm.
But Lamar's a pretty cool customer. He plays.
Yeah, he is.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
You can't tell. He hides the emotions really well, and you can't tell when he's nervous. But we'll know. I mean, like, that ball comes out of their hands. If it's low, way outside, or too high, and it's a couple times. I mean, like, that's a thing too, man. The early in that game is so important. Lamar starts seeing balls sail. If he starts seeing them wide, and it's making an impact on the game, the distance between the hands and the ball might grow even further. He might throw way even more outside. Like, he might just like, shoot, I'm losing this game. Once he starts thinking, like, you know, he up to the game, he could be like, nah, I don't give a shit what Ryan Clark says. I'm playing my game. But when he starts seeing his play possibly negatively impact the game, oh man, now I'm down 10-0, and I think it's because of me. Like, I have to come back and win this now. I have to do it now. This is my legacy. This is all on me now. And that's a lot for a guy that's never been in that situation before.
It is. Like you said, you start getting them elbows and punches to you quick and early. He's like, oh shoot, like, oh, wait, oh, wait a minute, hold on. Mm-hmm. And everybody's turning to look at you to make it, you know, what are you gonna do now, Lamar? He's like, oh man, okay. Then that's when mistakes, yeah, when you start putting that pressure on you, that's when you start getting outside of yourself, trying to make plays and do things.
Would you rather have the ball first or at halftime?
Halftime.
Yeah.
Yeah, halftime.
That crowd's gonna be loud that first drive. You don't want the ball there.
Nah.
You want any part of it. Well, if you score there, you show up quick.
Like, hey, like, we're here. Like, this is we came to show up, right? Patrick comes over, just put a little coat on, sits down, and just waits. Hey, shoot. That'd shut the crowd up early. That's what we had to do. That, and that's when I scored that first touchdown, for us, that crowd got quiet. I can see all them jokers over. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. So,
and I think we're way more prepared for this game because we were on the road last week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
It's like a snowball going down.
We got that monkey off our back, you know, because that all the narrative last year was they never played a road playoff game. Mahomes never played a road playoff game, and we did. Done. Check mark off. Done.
Not that it's like when you're going from one big extreme to the next, you want the least amount of variables from week to week, right? Like you don't want too many changes. And if you're talking about, you couldn't pick a better situation for the Chiefs to go from divisional to AFC championship than what we're doing right now. We're playing a very similar team with a pretty similar quarterback, minus about 60 pounds, on the road in a very hostile stadium. And we're pretty much just going from that to the next one, just a little better version of it, right? Like a healthier, better version of it. So we're not going from like, oh, we're going from Arrowhead to like hell. Shoot, that's going to be a truck. No, but we're not, though. We're going from one hell just into another hell down the street. So it's like, okay, like we did that. I mean, it's not impossible anymore. We're not going from, you know, our cozy, warm house to like the streets. We're going from one street to another street. Let's just keep going, you know?
Keep going. Keep going.
It's gonna be a good one, man. I can't wait for what we got 2 days till this. Well, this time two days from now we'll know the outcome. We'll be watching the San Fran Detroit game, seeing who we're gonna play in the Super Bowl. Well, so we hope everyone enjoyed the show tonight. We had a little bit mix of everything. Now we had archival footage to show how it's done to beat Baltimore in Baltimore. We had our bets, obviously. Then we had some play breakdown from JD. So really, we hope you guys enjoyed the episode. So Sunday after the game, we'll be on Bleacher Report. I'll have the link on our Twitter account. If you missed that, we'll have the episode shortly thereafter on our YouTube channel right here, so you guys can watch that. And of course, Monday, win or lose, JD, win or lose, but win. JD and I will be on our channel talking some grades from the game on Sunday. So. Bells?
We are winning. That's what it is. I said, impose our will. We are winning. We're embracing it all. Okay. So appreciate everybody for showing up, coming out. Love the Dash brothers. Appreciate you brothers coming out, man, doing y'all thing, man. Great bets as always. So you bet on the Chiefs, man, you're going to win. That's how it's going to work.
Exactly. So
go put some money in your pockets too. All right.
Let's make some money
Now go ahead.
I was saying let's make some money. Let's make some more lasting Chiefs memories this weekend.
Yep. Make some money and memories, baby.
I do have to give a quick shout out, man, to my guy who put my little thing up. I told him I was going to give him a shout out, man. His name is Bob Byers. Bob Byers is actually from Independence, Kansas City. He lives here in Kentucky now. And so we've become friends, man. Bob has done a great job, man, hooking me up with just putting some stuff up. Went to Truman High School, of all places. But Bob, I said I was going to shout out to you, man. Thank you so much for hooking me up, helping me out with some of the things, man. He's a big Chiefs fan, just like everybody that's showing up in the chats. Appreciate everybody for coming in, sticking your head in. We love y'all. 100%. Man.
Yeah. And shout out, Bob. All right, everybody. So we'll see you guys Sunday after the game on Bleacher Report. And for those of you, we'll have this premiered on our channel.
Now give the Hogan the. Yeah, there you go. You have to really get the.
I just had to hit.
Yeah. It's all like
this is bad. Why I used to get into like that with the little. You know,
it always comes with the. Little head nod too. It's like that. It's like, yeah, I got it. And it's brace yourself. Yeah. Yeah, exactly, man.
Gosh. I'm gonna make gifs out of all this, JD.
There you go. It's fine. Do it.
All right. Everybody,
all right.
Love you, everybody.
Love y'all. We'll see y'all on Sunday, man. Yeah. All right. Go Chiefs. Here we go.
Chiefs.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for watching. Subscribe here to get the latest from the show. Also, be sure to check out the best clips from Chief Concerns. And if you prefer to listen to the show, subscribe and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.